Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is the legendary Ricky Smiley. He's an incredible chef, comedian, actor, author, television host, and award-winning radio host of the top-rated nationally syndicated program, The Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Ricky has been a comedian for more than 30 years. He's constantly performing across the country, and this year will be shooting a stand-up comedy special in his hometown of Birmingham, Alabama. Now, if you're ever in Birmingham, Alabama, you have to drop by his hometown comedy club, the Starb Dome, on Monday nights, where he regularly performs and hosts his karaoke night that's sold out. It's sold out. They're in there eating chicken and laughing. Please welcome the Money Making Conversation Masterclass show, the incredible Ricky Smiley. My brother, my young brother, my friend brother.
Hey, what's up, big bro? How you? Hey, first of all, I know you're trying to get the intro and stuff right. A lot of people don't know, had it not been for you, it would not be the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Thanks to you and your influence and talking to Alfred and Miss Hughes, when they asked the question, who would be great to fill in because y'all was going to another company, y'all said Ricky Smiley. So I really appreciate the opportunity, and I just try to take advantage of every opportunity that y'all have ever provided for me. So I appreciate you, Rashawn, for everything.
Well, thank you, Ricky.
Thank you for being a mentor, and thank you for being a big bro.
Well, first of all, thank you, because a lot of people get opportunities, Ricky, you know that. And they don't understand the work that's involved. Because getting up every day, all these years since we gave you the opportunity, can be challenging, can be frustrating, and people walk away and go, give half effort. But you've established your brand in radio. Tell them the importance of branding through the radio and how you impact the community other than just being a funny guy.
Yeah, branding is important. One thing it does, Rashawn, to keep your name out there, keep your brand out there. If you're lucky and blessed enough to get on stations like DL, Steve, myself, different ones, every hour, at least two or three times an hour, your name is mentioned on the radio station. Somebody dropped in the car, they hear your name. You know, and that's good for your brand. It's good for your social media. They keep your name presence with people. At the top of the hour when they do the station ID, home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, or whatever, and then they might play a clip or whatever. These are in cars while people driving to work, getting off work, dropping the kids off. You know, when they flipping radio station, they hear your name. So when you show up at a comedy club or whatever, they heard your name so much, and it's a buildup. People pay money and they stand in line. And they come out to see you because there's not a lot of people that do radio that still perform other than DL and myself that have their own show, syndicated show.
Now, that's important, that the business side. See, I met Ricky Smiley way back when he was just a young comedian that wanted to be on stage and tell jokes. Now, I'm hearing Ricky Smiley, the businessman. When did that part of Ricky Smiley start going in front of the comedian?
People like you get cussing people out on the phone every other week. Yeah. I want everybody that's watching this interview to see that this is a very classy and pleasant interview. As a matter of fact, when I came on the interview, I had on a Nike t-shirt, and Rashawn cursed at me and told me I need to go put on a suit coat, a tie, or a turtleneck. So I had to run back to my room and get dressed. People don't understand a relationship without, listen, you have to have somebody to coach you. And coaching don't have to be kind. Nick Saban holler at those guys all day, cuss them out all week, but then they hold up the SEC championship right at the end of the day. And if you don't have anybody mentoring you, somebody say, hey, go put on a shirt. Hey, okay, this is an interview about business. Go put on a shirt and tie. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking or whatever, but I appreciate the correction. And Rashawn, no, I'm not sensitive. Get in my face, curse me out, tell me what I need to know. Mm-hmm. Don't let me walk around the party with nothing in my nose. Give me some tissue. Tell me to go in the corner and blow my nose. You know what I'm saying? That's what a real friend is going to do for you. So people like yourself, one of my top mentors, getting at me about certain things and certain stuff on, like, you'll call me if you see something on social media, say, hey, you should reconsider that. Maybe you should take that down. Let's talk about that. Right. Hell, you don't know unless you have a coach. So I just appreciate everything. But that's what turned you into a businessman, having a coach and having correction.
Right. Well, you know, you're a hometown guy, you know, and I've been down to your house. And I'm going to let everybody know, when you come to Ricky Smiley's house, come hungry. Because he gets mad if you don't understand that you're coming to a hidden chef. Because if he didn't do the Ricky Smiley morning show, he'd be doing Ricky Smiley cooking show. Tell us about that. He going to walk you through the house. He going to take you out in the garage, show you that extra refrigerator. He going to show you the shelves that look like Walmart. Ricky, I love
Rashawn,
that.
Talk about the chicken and dumplings, Rashawn.
I know. So where did the cooking training come from? What did I know you're down home, but tell us about that.
Rashawn, I'm the oldest grandchild, so I had to help my grandma. You know, people would drop, aunts and uncles would drop their kids off at my grandmother's for the summer. So I had to help my grandmother prepare meals. So I got to kind of figuring out, like, well, why are you doing that like that? Why don't you do that like this? And then it started making sense to my grandmama, you know? So I started getting in there, and then it got to a point where my grandmother got tired of arguing with me in the kitchen. She said, well, you cook the meal. Well, you go in there and take out the pot roast. And I started adding my own little seasonings and spices and stuff to it. And then it got to a point where my grandmother wouldn't cook anymore. As a matter of fact, when my grandparents got older, I would cook a lot of food at the beginning of the week. My grandparents would come over with Tupperware bowls, and then they would have dinner for the rest of the week. I would cook for myself and both sets of my grandparents, and we would divide the food just before they all passed away. And they just really didn't have to cook anymore. So they would warm up stuff. You know, I just love to cook, and I started adding my own little twist and flavor to it. So I learned how to get down. Plus, I'm trained by an executive chef. I am trained. Kurt Boudreaux, Chef Jannard, they have given me some wonderful recipes and gotten in the kitchen with me and taught me a lot of techniques and a lot of things about seasoning and flavoring and making sure that your food is good, and, you know, helping me, coaching me in cooking. So
when I see a name like Pastor Mike that's in the Birmingham market, not trying to connect the two, but church You are a church boy. You start your show every day with a gospel song. Why is that important, Ricky?
First of all, shout out to Pastor Mike. He lived one street over. He lived right there. I can go look
That's
out
my
there.
Boy, man.
Let me show you where his house is. You know, Rashawn, before we eat, before black folks, before we eat, we honor God. Before we travel, we ask God for traveling grace. And you know, before you do a morning show, you don't know what kind of day somebody's having, what kind of morning somebody's having. You don't know what somebody went through that night. And I always told God if I ever had my own morning show, I was gonna always open up and honor him. So those first 15 minutes on my morning show, I'm giving you, giving God the praise that he deserved. Woke us up this morning and closed on our right mind. Things might not be perfect, but we just putting a lot of hope in people, giving, you know, and God honors that, you know, when you give him praise like that every single morning on a syndicated show. Sometimes God ministers to people through you. And I mix up the new with the old because I'm going to have me, you know, I'll play like all of the up-to-date artists, but I promise you, every morning, I'm going to have some sopranos, tenors, and altos.
That's the morning show, Furry Part. I get up at 4:30. I'm old school, been doing Steve Harvey morning show all those years. I still get up like I'm doing the morning show at 6 a.m. I get up at 4:30. Ain't nobody wants to get up at 4:30. You know that, Rick.
Yeah.
But what gets me rolling, I'm on your social media feed. I follow Ricky Smiley's feed on Facebook. If you have not liked him or follow him, you're missing some of the funniest social media posts in the country. Ricky, you literally, if you don't make me laugh, you make me smile, or you make me say, that boy's a fool. That boy's crazy. That boy's stupid. That boy's ignorant. How the consistency of them. Sometimes the other day when you had the fat feet.
when I put this just bless you. Yeah.
It's just a simple thought process, Ricky. Where is all this ignorance coming from, Ricky, on your Facebook page? And it gets posted consistently.
In the bed, waking up in the middle of the night, thinking of stupid stuff, thinking of crazy stuff and funny stuff. If I laugh out loud in my bedroom, next thing you know, I say, okay, I'm going to post this in the morning sometime. Yeah, I think I'm posting around between 5 and 6 a.m. my first post. I have to hit them hard. Something real funny. But yeah, when I posted that lady feet, and a lot of times you look at the feet and you know, you see what the feet is, right, and how the feet look. You don't have to make fun of the feet. You just say, this just blessed me.
You know what this would a bad day look like.
right. Yeah, man. So, Rashawn, social media is so important. Keeping your fans and your followers entertained or whatever. Social media helps you sell out shows.
Right.
You post on social media that you're performing somewhere. A lot of gigs that you get because you got followers. So when you get the followers, you have to keep them entertained and get you a little help to help you run your social media to make sure that you don't make any mistakes and get kicked off Facebook, right, and all that kind of stuff, that you operating correctly. It's a lot of fun.
Now, social media, you can be anywhere. You can be in New York. You can follow them for social media and get those huge laughs that I get every morning. But if you want to see it for real, the raw version, the improvisational version, the impromptu talent that shouldn't be on stage, and a lot of talent that should be on stage, go to Birmingham, Alabama on a Monday night, Stardome, and he will show you the gifts that God gave him at that karaoke night. Tell him about it, Ricky. Come on.
Oh, man, karaoke night is great. I got a co-host named Big Chris.
That ain't
everybody, big. Everybody loves Big Chris. Big Chris. I think Big Chris will be 34 on his next birthday. I think his birthday coming up sometime February or March, something like that. But that's my co-host right. On karaoke night. And I know how to keep Chris in line. You know, Chris is a distraction, and Big Chris is a challenge. It's a challenge. But I know how to keep him in line, because we are a good combination right. on karaoke.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Now, if you go to RickySmiler.com and you scroll down, and he has video clips of current Monday night performances that stood out that night. So just in case you can't get down there, just go to RickySmiler.com. Ricky, he's just going, Rashawn, really do follow me. Yes, I do, brother.
Yeah. Hey, that mean I've been doing everything right, because I hadn't got no text messages. I know if I do something wrong. Oh boy.
Well, you know,
and you know, it's like if Rashawn calls you, you just gonna look at the phone for a minute like this. Like, oh. Yeah, I know. Take that down.
Stephen A. Smith saying, come on, Rashawn, why are you calling me? Stephen A. Oh, Stephen, that's all. Just a couple things I want to say to you, brother. That's all. Just, I love you. Just, can you just give me a minute to talk before you comment? Because in the end, you know, even with Steve Harvey and anybody else I've been involved in my life, I understand crisis management. I understand the next step, the 6 months down the line, the 3 months down the line. It might be funny now, the repercussions of it. I'm not saying you've done anything disastrous in life. I just try to just get in everybody's ear that I love, that I believe in, that makes a difference. Because you one of these people can elect presidents. You one of these people can raise funds for a community. You're one of the black voices that we have at the next generations, because, you know, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Andrew Youngs, that group either near the grave or their voice is irrelevant to the the community that we're talking to nowadays. You know, we see our rappers out there killing each other, and we're trying to reel all this in. And you on a hip-hop format. Talk about your role.
Yeah, my role is to give you a balance of funny, spiritual, and community. And what is it called? Pop culture. So, you know, we're talking about what's going on, you know, with all these athletes and their relationships and rappers and singers and their relationships, stuff that's going on with singers. And, you know, Gary does that. Gary with the T. Man, it was a tense moment when he came on there when Dion and Tracy broke up, and he said that Tracy Evans has entered the transfer portal. I threw my headphones and got up and walked out the room. I was in tears. Not the fact I was laughing at the fact that they broke up, but the fact that Gary said that she jumped in the transfer portal. See, Rashad, and you know, Prime is my friend, but man, that was funny. But Prime, I'm sure he's not getting mad because Prime loved Gary. Right. But for Gary to say that she jumped in the transfer portal, man, I think everybody just politely took their headphones off and just went and stepped outside. And everybody just scattered because it was that funny.
But
for him to put it into that context.
Right, but we all will agree she's a 5-star recruit. We were all...
Woo! 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 Rashawn, you see them videos with her decorating the Christmas tree with that blue dress on? Rashawn.
5-star recruit, okay.
Rashawn. Dog.
Alabama wanna, USC wanna, Notre Dame wanna, Georgia wanna. Everybody, she's in that transfer portal.
No. No.
Let me just tell y'all something about Ricky Smiley. Let's move out to jokes. Professional, smart, educated, family man, honest, loyal to a fault. But more importantly, he don't forget. He don't forget. And he care about your kids, even if he doesn't know your kids. He care about your family, even if he doesn't know your family. That's why that morning show, I had to fight and get him to understand who he was and what value he was going to bring and has been bringing to the table the last 2 decades of being on the radio. He didn't see that back then, but I think he understands it now.
Yeah, I got it now. And I appreciate it. I really, really, really appreciate it and grateful for the opportunity. We're on some of the big stations. We're on a new station in Tampa called The Vibe. The Cox Radio flipped the entire format and put us on. So you can hear us now in Tampa, St. Pete, Bradenton, Sarasota, Clearwater. So that's a big station. Of course, you know, we're on in Orlando, number one in Miami, number one in Jacksonville. Then we have Atlanta, Dallas, Louisville, Nashville, really big station there. Cleveland, Baltimore, it bleeds over into the DC area. Chicago, definitely on in the Shire. We're on in Portland, Oregon. We're on in Seattle, Washington. Yeah.
Don't forget my hometown, Houston now.
Yes, yes. We're definitely on in Houston. On a big station in Houston, as a matter of fact.
Now, book, I heard rumors that Ricky Smiley wants to be an author. I said it in the credits, but the next level. Talk about that.
I wrote one book called Stand By Your Truth. I just wrote another book. I'm so excited about it. And if I'm not mistaken, the title is going to be Sideshow. You remember Sideshow?
Yeah.
Step right up, hurry.
Sideshow begins. Hurry.
Hey, can't afford to pass it by, but guaranteed.
But
to
you,
make cry.
You cry, yes, sir.
So it shows the happy side and the sad side, considering that 2023, I had something to go on with all of my kids. My oldest son passed away. My daughter gave birth and both of my younger two kids graduated college, and one graduated college and pledged, AKA. So it's been 2023 has been like that. I've been dealing with depression, sadness, anxiety, losing a child is something I would never wish on anybody this time of year. You know, the holidays are really hard. I've been getting therapy twice a week, learning how to sit in my feelings instead of just finding something to do and blocking it out of my head, because it's still there as a fossil and it's going to come out one way or the other. So I had to learn how to sit in my feelings and just sit right here in this chair by this fireplace and cry it out. And I'm talking about sit in this house. If you was a fly on the wall and saw me sit by myself at this table and cry for hours and hours and just cry, you know, trying to get that out of my system. Because losing a kid, Rashawn, the bills don't stop coming. I still got to get up and do radio because other people have lost kids also. My son was 32, but I did karaoke last night, and there was a lady and her husband sitting in the audience just trying to enjoy the husband's birthday because they got to bury their 25-year-old son Saturday. So who are you? Who are you not to get up and get on the radio and inspire somebody just because you suffered a loss from people going through worse? 25, my son, God gave me, I look at it like God gave me extra years, because my son could have died when he was 25. He could have died when he was 17. You know, and a lot of time, man, God, all of this stuff at the end of the day is a test. How are you going to handle this situation? Are you going to make this situation about you? Are you going to use the situation to get better, get closer to God, bring other people closer to God, and help other people with their situation? And so my son died on a Sunday. They told me to take as much time as I need. That Wednesday, I was back on the air. And I cried in between songs. I cried during commercial break. But I thugged it out, and I stayed on the radio and did what I had to do. And I went and served the homeless at the Salvation Army that Wednesday before his funeral. I thank God for carrying me. I thank God for keeping me. I thank God. If I never knew God a day of my life, I knew him January the 29th, 2023, because I didn't do it by myself. God was carrying me. I couldn't walk down the hall to get to the elevator, to get on a plane to get to Birmingham. I said, God, if I can make it down the hall from my door to the elevator at my apartment complex in Dallas, if you let me make it to the elevator, I can make it. Because I promised God I was about to pass out. And that's a fact.
I'm glad you allowed me that honest moment. That's why I didn't want to interrupt, because our relationship is about honesty. Our relationship is about the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth about this man. Incredible family. Incredible father. Parent. I love it. Hey, Ricky Smiley, again, thank you for taking the time to come on Money Making Conversation Masterclass show, man. You're special, brother, in so many ways, because you're changing lives every day. Changing my lives at 4:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday. You're changing my life.
Thank you, man.
Happiness, too. And more importantly, man, allow me to share your story, this side of it, and the return of Lil Dare. Woo!
Leave me alone.
And we learned a couple of things. We learned about the transfer portal today. We learned that he taping a special with David and Lynn Talbot. Okay. We learned that on Monday night, the karaoke night that he hosts is sold out. So if you want to get a ticket, if you don't get a ticket, go to rickysmiley.com and you can see some of the top excerpts from those video excerpts from that on his website. But more important, we learned that you're humble, brother. You're humble. God-fearing man. And I will see you at your comedy special on that Friday night, okay?
Let's go. Rooty root to the good brothers. Ricky Smiley, Spring Sour Chapter 2000. Trey Dog, baby. Baby, a real three, baby.
He's a young folk. 1981, y'all. I'm looking at you. 1981. 4 degrees hotter than hell. I love it, bro. Thank you, Ricky Smiley.
Love you, man.
Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.